Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 107. And I've got something incredible to share with you today. Picture this. You're at a cafe, looking at the menu, thinking, should I get that cappuccino or just stick with regular coffee? It's a top choice, right? Now imagine deciding to become an astronaut before even taking a science class. Crazy, right? Well, today we're diving into the exhilarating world of taking that leap of faith, starting before you're ready, and rewriting your own story. We're breaking it down with inspiring quotes, eye-catching statistics, and some famous examples that will make you laugh, motivate you, and most importantly, inspire you to kickstart your dreams right now. So, fasten your seatbelts, grab your cosmic coffee, and get ready for a journey that's out of this world. But before we do that, here is a word from our sponsor. Hey there, superheroes! Are you ready to take your fitness and wellness journey to the next level? Well, we've got an exciting announcement for you today. Our show is brought to you by EPN Supplements, your one-stop destination for a wide range of supplements that will help you reach your fitness goals. Whether you're into pre- and post-workout supplements, collagen peptides, weight management solutions, protein options, or herbal supplements, EPN has you covered. They offer a comprehensive selection to support your unique needs and preferences. And here's the best part. As a listener of this podcast, you can get an exclusive 10% discount on your EPN supplement order. Just head over to the show notes and click on the link and use the discount code GJASMINE. That's GJASMINE to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Welcome back to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 107. Take the leap, embracing the power of starting before you're ready. I know that sounds so strange, right? Starting before you're ready. That's something that we all have issues with. So in this episode, we dive into the art of taking risks and chasing your dreams. And today's episode is all about starting before you're ready. So sit back, relax, and let's take that leap of faith together. And you know, when we work together, it's just more magical. We feel empowered. We feel strengthened to take that next step. So that is why working together is so important. So stay with me as we go to the next segment called The Fear Factor. You know, we all have this fear that things are not going to work out. I mean, we have this big dream, big goals, and we have been working on it forever, but there's always that little voice, in our head saying, I'm not ready. And you keep hearing it over and over and over again. And that voice does not really empower you. It actually takes away from your strength. It takes away from your resistance. And you find yourself just giving in and not wanting to move forward because you feel like you are not ready. But guess what? It's time to tell that voice to take a hike. That's right. You need to tell that voice that to get away from you, and you no longer need it. I know it's trying to protect you in some kind of weird way because it doesn't want you to get hurt or get embarrassed, which are all of the things that comes with taking risks, you know. But that little voice wants to protect you, but you have to tell that little voice that you no longer need that protection, because in order for you to gain the strength, you need to go through whatever it is that you must go through. So if you always are constantly preventing yourself from going through the fire, then you will always be stuck in that one place. So that little voice is trying to protect you, But tell that little voice you got this, okay? Tell that little voice you got this, and that you don't need to be protected right now. You just need to be supported, okay? So when you're trying to put something new, something fresh into this world, you're trying to make an impact the best way you can by creating a product. And a lot of times we want to have that perfect product. We want to have everything perfect. But we know perfection is the enemy of progress, right? If you're waiting for it to be perfect, it's probably not. So if you're not embarrassed by the first version of your product, whatever it is, you've launched too late. That is what Reid Hoffman says. Because you need not wait for everything to be perfect before you launch that product. Because when you launch that product, that's when you will be able to make it much better, because now you have so many eyes on it. You have so many people who can give you feedback on the product. And with that feedback, you can perfect it. You can make it better, right? But if you keep holding it to yourself, then no one will be able to help you make it better. So that is why the leap of faith is so important. And if most entrepreneurs were waiting for perfection to actually start a business, they would probably not or never start a business. Did you know that 70% of successful entrepreneurs started their businesses without a detailed plan? You know, they just had this vision. They just had this hunch, and then they decided to take action and test it and try it. And then things started going in the right direction, and they're like, oh, I think I can keep doing this. So they keep doing it, and they keep getting more and more information. And when they have that more information, then they can develop that detailed plan. But until then, the detailed plan would not be so detailed, because you won't have anything to say. You won't have much to say because you don't know exactly, you know, all the bumps in the road until you actually, you know, get on the road, right? So the fear of the unknown, the worry of not being fully prepared, these are just speed bumps on the highway of to your dreams. It's time, okay? It's about that time right now that you push those doubts aside and take the plunge. As Reid Hoffman wisely puts it, if you're not cringing at your first attempt, cringing, that sounds painful, doesn't it? If you're not cringing at your first attempt, you're not moving fast enough. Okay, let's explore the thrilling journey of launching into the unknown and finding your way. Okay, you have to launch into it to find your way. That's how it goes. But first, let's peek into the magical world of embracing imperfection, because we know we can't try. We cannot be perfect on that road of taking the leap, right? Because it's kind of opposite, right? You're taking the leap, but you want to be perfect. No, the leap is very messy because you don't know pretty much what the heck you're doing, but you're taking the leap so that you can figure out what to do. One of the things that stop us from starting is that need for perfection that we have. We believe that we have to be perfect in every sense of the word in order for us to do anything, in order for us to launch a product or write a book or create a show. Whatever is in your mind to do, for some reason you feel like you have to be perfect. But how can you be perfect if you are not out there trying, testing, and doing everything you need to do to find and to learn more about what you're trying to create, what you're trying to share? You know, if you want to write a cookbook, you have to start writing down recipes and cooking and testing recipes and be able to describe it in a way that people will find it attractive. But until you start writing things down and trying things, you will not find it. You know, if you want to get better at anything, you need to start practicing. You need to start showing up. You need to start doing. because it is in the doing you figure things out. Because, I mean, we don't all get it. I mean, some people say they get this download of information and everything comes to them all at once. That's great. And maybe one day I'll get there, or maybe one day you will get there. Once we are in the flow, I'm sure we'll get more inspiration. But in the meantime, you have to put pen to paper and let's start writing. Let's start doing something. Let's start exercising. We don't have to have this perfect body to start exercising, to start walking and eating right and trying and testing different things. No, we don't have to have that. We just need to start where we are, how we are, and let's just do something. Let's just do something without having to judge the results. You know, nobody's perfect. And that is a wonderful thing. That is a wonderful thing. Because then that's how we have this drive to learn and to create. Because we're not perfect. The magic often happens when we're just a little unprepared. When you are unprepared and you know it, you are open to receiving. You are open to learning. You are open to trying. Because you know there might be something out there to help you get this out of yourself. But if you always get stuck on that need for perfection, you will never get there. So I need you to embrace that power of imperfection. Embrace it. Remember the first iPhone? It had no copy and paste feature. Steve Jobs didn't wait for perfection. He launched it anyway. If he was waiting for that one feature before he could do anything, he would lose out of a lot. Okay? Waiting for perfection is never as smart as making progress. That is according to Seth Godin. Because that's what we live for, right? We want to make progress. We want to be able to do a little bit at a time and see that we are 2-3 steps from where we started. That's what makes everything worthwhile. The journey, the growth process, to see how far we've come. But if we never start, we will never see how far we've come. So imperfection is your secret weapon. It is your secret weapon. Okay, you have to embrace it. You have to embrace it. You have to embrace it. I don't know if you heard me. You have to embrace it. Because if you don't embrace imperfection, you will not be able to take that step and start before you're ready. Because you will never think that you are ready to do anything. So that's why it's important that you take that first step. All right. So again, we talk about learning as you go. Because you don't have all the answers. Because you don't have the answers, you have to keep an open mind. Embrace the journey of learning. Every step is a lesson in disguise. So as we're taking that step and we know that we're not ready and we are open to learning, that is where the magic happens. Okay? That's where you will determine what the gap is. What is it that you need to learn? What don't you know yet that you need to know? Where are you strong at? Maybe you are doing a lot of things right. And where are you weak at? Maybe you can get some help, some support. Okay? Zig Ziglar says, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. You have to put yourself on that journey in order for you to get to the end one day. But if you never start, who knows how great you could have been? Nobody would. SpaceX, founded by Elon Musk, struggled with early rocket failures, but kept learning. And look where they are now. Because they kept testing and tweaking. And then sooner or later, everything aligned. The road to success is paved with lessons. Okay, lessons that you must give yourself the opportunity to learn by starting. Okay, you have to start. And that's when you will see how much you have to offer and how much you have to learn and maybe different strategies and ways to go about doing it. But the important thing is you must start. And you know, as you start and as you learn, you will fail. You will realize that, okay, maybe you launched this product. Maybe it was lousy. It didn't work. I mean, I made a couple of offers who didn't get any signups. You know, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's not a good feeling that the offer didn't work or the offer failed. But I went through a whole lot of processes to make that offer. So I had learned quite a few things that I didn't know before. And now I'm going to analyze certain situations in there and figure out why didn't it take. Maybe my copywriting wasn't right. Maybe I didn't use the right words, or maybe I didn't structure, or I don't know. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's you go back to it because now you have something to study. You have something to look at. You know, it's like making offers is not something that I'm comfortable with at all. So the fact that I was able to go out there and made an offer, that is huge. It is so huge that I'm preparing my next offer. And it is in this process, I will figure out offers that work. And then in the meantime, I'll be even more comfortable in making offers. And sooner or later, God willing, things will fall into place. Success will happen. Okay. So failure is just a pit stop on the road to success. The important thing is to keep moving forward. You know, just because something doesn't work doesn't mean that you're going to stop trying altogether. Maybe this strategy didn't work. Maybe it needed a little tweaking here, a little tweaking there. But giving up is not an option. But we need to learn from our failures, because that's the magic. That's where the magic happens. When you did something and it didn't work, and now you're figuring out why didn't it work. I mean, the work is done. It's already done. Half of it is already done. More than half of it is already done. Now it's in the fine tuning of it to make sure it works. Did you know that Michael Jordan missed over 9,000 shots in his career? He didn't let failure stop him from becoming a legend. 9,000. Yeah, most of us, I probably would have quit after the first 100. But 9,000. I mean, it's important to know that, yeah, most likely you will fail a whole lot more than you succeed. That seems to be how nature is structured. But when you do win, you win big. And all the failures prepared you for any and all the successes that you will have. Because it is because of all the failures that you will be able to do it right the next time. It's all the 9,000 shots Jordan took in his career that enabled him to really make the shots when they were the most important. I can't accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I can't accept not trying. That's what he said. He said, yeah, you know what? Failure is part of the game. It's part of every game. But I would not forgive myself if I don't try. So give yourself a chance and try. Go for the dreams that is on your heart. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to be ready. You just need to start. You just need to start. And as you fail forward, you will build your resilience. You will build your courage to bounce back from failure. You'll become good at it. You will not let a little failure break you down. You will know exactly how to step on to the next step, the next thing. All right, so it's time to get motivated and take that first step. Okay, what is that first step you want to take? Okay, think about it. The only thing standing between you and your goal is the story you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it. Jordan Belfort. You know, if you keep telling yourself you're not ready, if you keep telling yourself you are not valuable enough, or you don't know what you're talking about, you don't have all the information, you need to do more research, guess what? You're just going to keep doing more research. You're just not going to be ready. You're just not going to take that first step because you keep telling yourself the same story over and over again. So let's change up the story. Let's tell ourselves that we are ready to take the first step. We are ready to risk failure, okay, in order for us to learn more about what we're trying to accomplish. Okay, so perhaps maybe an assignment for you might be to write the things that you keep telling yourself down. Take a sheet of paper. Write them down. Write them down, every single one of them. And then change them. Change them around. Change them in a way that will help you to take that first step. Okay? If it keeps telling you not ready, you have to say, I'm ready. I'm ready to take action now. I'm ready to take action today. I am more than capable of making that speech. You have to just do it. I mean, remember J.K. Rowling? You know, the famous author of the Harry Potter series. She was rejected 12 by 12 publishers. 12. So imagine if she had given up maybe after the third, fourth, fifth one. Imagine how much she would have lost. Because now these books are very famous. And her as well. So yeah, you will be rejected. You will be rejected. But every rejection you get is a motivation to do it again. Submit it again. Send it again. Because it just didn't get to the right hands. You know, if you keep sending it, if you keep resubmitting it, it will eventually fall into the right hand. So if you've been hesitating on going after your dreams, starting a new venture, and I mean, really tackling that dream that keeps reoccurring over and over in your life, whether it is you pursuing your music, your art, your writing, your business, don't hesitate anymore. This is your push to start today. It's your push to start today. Because you are ready. So there you have it. Don't wait for the stars to align or for the perfect moment. Start before you're ready and watch the magic unfold. Remember, success often lies just beyond your comfort zone. Thanks for joining us on this inspiring journey today. Stay motivated and keep chasing your dreams. Until next time, this is Dr. Gigi signing off. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a 5-star rating and review, and also share it with your friends on social media. That is how other people will find us. We'll be back with more inspiring stories and insights in the next episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. Stay fearless and start before you're ready. Until next time.